Well, did they?
No,
nope.
It didn't work. Bummer. Yeah.
We've got four of us here. That's. Oh, no. Did Michael come back on?
Nope.
Not yet.
Okay, well, we've got, well, it's still four of us. I'm somebody. Well, I can't count myself.
I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk, you know.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so why don't we just start with who we have, because we have lots of fun things to talk about today. So.
And we have Diane reading the intent.
That's
yes,
right.
We do.
So we'll start with Diane, and then we'll go from there. Wait, let's find out who this is.
Hello, it's Kathy.
Yay, Kathy. Okay.
Oh, yay, good.
All right.
Okay.
You're on.
Can you guys hear me? Because my headphones are a little far away from my mouth. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, good. Here, I'll make it better. Shift Insiders is a business shifting mastermind focused on the principle of abundance. To that end, we are willing to be visible, accessible, and to give and receive abundantly. Our intent is to move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with the awareness that we are meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love, loving itself, light shining, mind expanding.
Yay! I felt your love loving itself right there.
I felt it too. Hey,
yeah.
Becca, I have a request.
Yes.
Would it be possible for us to do the Enneagram first instead of literally?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't want to get, like, stuck with having to do that at the end by myself because we went over.
Yeah, and because Jet's leaving early. So, yeah, why don't we do you twos first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But who else just came in? So let's find out that first. Well, okay. All righty. Who all isn't? I think Jet, Cheryl, Diane, and Kathy is here. Who else is here?
I'm here now, but I'm, yeah.
No, can't hear you, Michael. And I heard you, Jamie.
Yeah.
So, how's this? Can you hear me now?
Nope.
No. You have a really bad connection, Michael. It's not possible.
I have a really bad connection. That's absolutely true. I apologize. I don't know why.
Okay, well, we're going to go forward with the...
acting up.
Yeah, Michael, if you could just mute, though, for now.
She can hear us, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, so Diane and Jet, did you guys, I think it's kind of cool. I'll say this, and then I'm going to let you two run on with, those people who just came on, we decided to do the Enneagram first. Because Jet leaves early on Wednesdays, and we wanted to make sure we get her in there, and Diane didn't want to be all by herself at the end talking about it, which I totally understand. So, yeah. So, but my only comment before we get started is I think it's kind of cool that Jet and Diane are twos because they're also threes together in the color thingy. So I thought that was really cool.
Twinners.
They might not think it's cool. Yeah. So twinners. Exactly. Twinners. That's exactly where I went with that. So you guys get to pick how you want to talk about it. And then I guess I would start by asking Jet why she doesn't like to, because when I read two, I'm going, oh, my God, I wish I was more like that. I mean, I have a wing that's a two, but yeah. So what do you like and what don't you like and what do you believe and what don't you, and then questions and however you want to go with it.
Okay. Can I start by at least, qualifying what I'm saying when I say I'm not thrilled with the Enneagram and I wasn't so excited about my type. So, first of all, the book and the workbook are very, very helpful, but you go through the nine types, okay? Every single one of the nine types starts with a negative thing, like the achiever, prime addiction, anger. The helper, prime addiction, pride, deceit, avarice, envy, gluttony, fear, lust for life and power, sloth, it starts off with, you know, with this negative tone, I guess I should say. So that was the first thing that kind of, it was like, why are we starting off with negatives? You know, what we all have to, it's like, why are we starting here? And so that was the first thing that kind of got me. And the other thing was when I first read the Enneagram I think the description was on the Personality Hacker or when we first did the test, you know, it was like, you're so namby-pamby, you give away so much that, you know, you don't take care of yourself. Well, yeah, I know, I agree with that, but you don't have to shove it in my face, for God's sake. And it's like, here I am, you know, and it's like, I'm such a wah-wah. But that was like, that was the start of it. Okay. That was the whole impression that I got from the actual study of the Enneagram. And then, you know, I started looking through, and even on the best of days, you know, and even as a best part of what we are, you know, there's still so much, it's so hard. It just seems so hard. So that was where I was starting from. Now, that being said, okay, I went this morning because I wanted to do it before today's call. I went this morning and I took that professional test that Sharon actually bought the test for everybody, kind of like when Kathy sent us a code to take the learning success profiles. And I came up most likely, what did I come up with? Most likely, I got to look at these things, a loyalist, whatever that is. Guardian, maybe? Six? I don't know, but I still think that I'm a two.
Yeah, I do too.
I still think I'm a two. I think it was the same sort of situation that I had with the DISC test that I took. None of the answers were good. About five times to actually, because none of the answers were really, you know, they were either both no or they were both yes. And so the answer that I picked basically had the word in it that I knew I was definitely not, but it was one of five or six different words. So, you know, the test itself drove me nuts. At least with Myers-Briggs, I understand the question and the options are clear enough so that when I look at it, I can actually say, yeah, more than likely it's this answer. It was 144 questions, and on most of them, on more than half of them, I really had no clue. So I think most likely I'm a two.
Well, I've read all of them. I'd have to say I don't see what else you'd be. So that would be my answer. But, well, who knows? I mean, there's always possibility of something else, but I see you as a two.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get there. Because I got there with the blue, you know, with the service and intuition thing on the Seneca. There's been a primary at the top part of every single test I've taken that I didn't like. So, you know, hey, why should this profile be any different, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I got a little bit of rebellion in me, like Kathy, you know. Maybe I'm just a little bit on the rebellious side.
Maybe. I have something to say about the negative things, but I'd rather just hear from Diane first and then have everybody else talk about it too. So let's get Diane in the conversation here.
I didn't have as much of a strong opinion about it. Mostly because I haven't been able to, or I shouldn't say haven't been able to, I haven't focused that much energy on it. I sort of like took the test and then I read about what it is and I was like, okay. And then, everybody bought that book and I didn't. So I kind of wasn't kidding when I said maybe Kathy could read the two.
Oh.
I mean, I was at the time, but now that I don't have the book, I'm like, maybe not such a bad idea. But I really am grateful for the book that you sent to us, the booklet, Kathy. I do see what Jet's saying about, like, starting with all the negative stuff. And then at the bottom, they're like, oh, and by the way, here's some good stuff, too, you know, the positive qualities. I'm like, dude, like, why is it so negative? And, you know, and there's so little positive. And then where I started to understand it, I operate in pictures, because at the very back of that little booklet, there's a little picture of dogs crossing a river. And it's like how you would cross a river according to Enneagram style. And the twos, they start to cross the river, and then they double back to help others cross. As they continue to do this, they never get to cross the river. Every other fucking dog gets to cross the river. My dog doesn't cross the river. And I'm like, no wonder I'm, like, stuck swirling in this, like, you know, churning, you know, whatever. Because my dog won't cross. He keeps going back to help everybody else. I need to, like, talk to the dog better, you know? But finally I get, like, what the two is based on this dog picture. And I look at so many other, you know, like, I see so many other ones. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind doing it that way. Like, you know, like, sevens, they have a ball, they splash and dive, and generally have a party, and it doesn't matter if they have across the river. I'd be cool with that, you know. Sixes, they stride into the water and do an overarm, the traditional stroke. I swim, that's how I swim. Why can't I be that dog, you know? So I kind of hear a lot of things. And this is my experience. Like, I don't really get a grasp of it until I see the pictures of the dog, you know? So thank God it was dogs.
That's why you dropped the book, because it's all cartoons. It's so cool.
Yeah, I know. I'll get around to it. But for the past few weeks, it's been a bit of a challenge to me. I've been in urgent care more than
The book is all bullet points. So it's not a lot of reading. It's all bullet points.
It's all bullet points and cartoons. And it was like, oh, yeah. I was like, bang, bang. I get it. Looking at the car. In fact, I started laughing when I got to the twos. I started laughing because I was thinking Jet was going to try to say she wasn't one. That's what happened when I got to the twos.
And you know what happens when you're two? People laugh at you. That's the other thing that happens.
Yeah, but that's one of the parts I like about it. That's one of the parts I like best about being a two, is that, you know, think of it, because I thoroughly, absolutely believe that laughter is the best medicine. So if I'm out there and through no fault and no extra energy of my own and being a clown for everybody else to laugh with, ultimately, then, you know, then that's okay. That's a good part. But Diane, when you started talking about the dogs at the back, I had to unmute myself so that you could hear me laughing until I'm absolutely crying. I was absolutely out of control laughing even before I unmuted myself, because when I saw the dogs, I said, oh my God, Diane is going to love this.
Yeah, I loved all the other dogs except for the two dogs, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, this is.
But wait, but I have to say, so what if the point isn't to cross the river? I mean, the point is to be helping people. So it's only if you, I can see why. And let me just give you a picture of a two, because I've told Diane this picture before. But one of the gatherings when we had, oh, Jerry was there, whenever that was. And Del and I were walking behind Diane. So she's heard me say this, so I'm just going to say it. This is a two to me. We were all walking and talking and have a good idea. And Diane was walking beside Jerry with her arm. Oh, it's going to make me cry. Had her arm around Jerry and was talking to her quietly. That was a two. And Del pointed it out and he said, that's what Diane does. And I said, yeah, that's what Diane does. That is a gift. I mean, that was finding the person that was hurting the most, putting your arm around them and walking with them. I think that's damn cool. So whether you got anywhere, who cares?
I never made it back to the room that night because I had to go back to the campfire because I can't cross.
No, and actually the first time I met you, Diane, that I have so many memories of Diane being a two. The first time I met her at the shift, when she came to the shift, she made friends with one of the women that were there, was there, that found out not long after, right, Diane, that she was terminal.
Yeah.
So who out of the group stayed friends with her until the very end? Diane. Mm-hmm. And Jet does that. So that's why when I was thinking, Del and I were talking about Jet, and Jet has something else she needs to share, but I can't make her. But we were talking about it going, Jet is the one that takes care of people. That is not a bad thing. And then I just want to say something about the thing, putting it, what you're calling the negative first. I think it's very helpful to look at it as this is what we could become addicted to. I want to know what I could become addicted to right away, because that is going to be in my way. So if addiction for the twos is pride, you should know that right away, because it's going to be in the way of you expressing your spiritual being. So that's why I think of it as an addiction, as a temptation to be that, not to be it. So addiction is, to me, is a temptation. Here's your temptation. Be prideful. Oh, hell no. You just say no.
No, but that's not the two. That's not the two focus. The two focus that says, oh my God, I'm going to be addicted to pride, and they're going to worry about it all night, because I'm going to worry about that. I'm going to be so worried about that I won't be able to focus on anything else.
Well, no. That's what you're doing. I didn't hear Diane do that.
Well, no, mine's a little bit different, but I get where she's coming from. Mine's more like, well, then am I supposed to, like, accept that this is how I am? Or am I just supposed to say no?
No, you're supposed to say no. No, I am not going to be tempted by it, but I'm going to notice when I act like it. So, like on mine, where it says I'm addicted to anger, I went, what? No. And then I started paying a whole lot of attention to little anger, because I don't have big anger unless someone attacks someone I love. So I don't have that big anger, but I started noticing, that kind of pissed me off. Wait a minute. But I didn't know that until I read that. So, that's getting in the way of other things about me. So that's how I see it. That's how I see it.
I mean, a lot of it did ring true to me, you know, like the sensitive to people around them, very true. Compulsively respond to others. Like, if I don't check my email, like, you know, and or text people back immediately, like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The lonely description, I don't feel like life is meaningless when I'm alone. I kind of love it. But maybe that's because I'm so aware that I'm an extrovert, and at the past year or two, I've spent more time.
Make sure you're not lonely. Yeah. And I think there's a difference between lonely and alone.
Yeah.
So I don't think lonely means by yourself. I think lonely means you feel like you're alone.
Right. And then the other thing at the very end, it's like the antidote is humility, the ability to see oneself as both needy and helpful, both weak and strong. And this goes back to what we were talking about last night and for the rest of the month and for the rest of our lives, which is turning your compassion and sensitivity towards himself.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, is key.
Absolutely. So let's hear from other people. Yeah, thank you, Kathy.
One thing I think about this is, why is it that we notice the negative first? Because there is kind of an equal amount of positive stuff, but we are so sensitive to the sore points within us. You know, and so maybe something there rings true. So it's like touching a sore tooth over and over again. We're sensitive about those things. And so the conditioning we need is to really absorb and recognize and see first all the really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then go, okay, we all have some negative traits. Big deal. We all do. But not to hold that up as what is the first thing that's being said, you know. And even like if it says the addiction of pride, it just means that's something we stumble over, kind of,
yeah,
over and over again. It doesn't mean it's a big deal. It's like envy. Really, you know, I was at a shop in Utah, and there was a woman with just beautiful, naturally curly hair. I want naturally curly hair. And I was just envious, and I told her. You know, I just said. You know, there's an old Charlie Brown character of, you know, the girl holding the limp cat saying, everyone is jealous of girls with naturally curly hair. And it's like, yes, I am. You know, and so, but I think it's like you said, Becca, it's not like you go, surprised, addiction to anger, really, what? But then you notice the little times it seeps in, just the little times it seeps in. And what was helpful to me about it was not to see it as like a personality flaw, but just as, oh, yeah, I trip over this one. Yeah, I trip over this one. Yeah. No big deal. It's not real. It's just something I trip over. You know, all of us have those things that we trip over. But I think there's just, you know, incredibly beautiful stuff about being the two, all those grateful dogs that got across because someone helped them. And then the benefit to the dog that didn't get across, they got that whole side of the river all to themselves.
That would be me. That would be me.
Yeah,
go.
They got rid
of
all the other dogs.
Have a wonderful life. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Do you want me to share? Do you want me to share my other news really quick before we go on?
I think you should.
You really
yeah,
want to? Okay.
You've been holding
ladies,
it in.
Well, I didn't. Anyway, after 29 years of living as an INTJ, I am not. An INTJ.
Whoa. Wait, I thought you and Becca were twinners.
No, I always knew that Jet was not an INTJ, but I couldn't get her to it, so I just agreed with it until she discovered
what
it.
What are you?
I'm an INFJ.
Isn't it obvious?
Oh. Isn't that the same as Jamie?
Yes.
No. Is it?
No, she's
is
a
it
P.
the same? She's
no,
a
yeah,
P.
Maybe it's a P on the end.
No. No, she took the test again. And she
what are you, Jamie?
I'm INFJ also.
Okay, so Jamie and I are the same then. All right, I read the book wrong. I knew there had been one thing that was changed for Jamie's, but I didn't remember what test it was. But after all these years, after all these years, and I tested as an INTJ way, 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 way before I met Becca. I mean, back in the 80s, I tested as an INTJ and came up fairly consistently that way throughout the whole thing. But I am clearly an INFJ. I mean, it fits like that comfortable, like that comfortable pair of shoes you talk about all the time, Kathy. It's so obvious now.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Think about it, everybody. F, Jet is an F, right? Cares about people. That's worrying how people feel. It's so clear. Yeah. So now you have Diane and Jamie as your twinners.
Yep.
Well, I'm not a I'm an E.
No, but you're a three.
No. But you're a three and a two.
Yeah, but you're
and
a three.
I got you.
Yeah. And then one of the reasons that I think Jet got confused about the F thing is because she's a really, really, really high J, which
and I'm
made
a, and
it
I'm a really, really, really high I, and so my end wings are clear. My middle ones not so much.
Yeah, so I think the T, the fact that she's a really high J, made her think she was a T, and and the other, and a producer in Kathy's test, a producer and a J made her feel like a T, but when you really think about it, you know she's not. So, Jet, I'm so happy that you feel comfortable now.
No, I do. Yeah, because I never did, even though I knew I was supposed to be. I was like, damn it, you know, I know I'm supposed to be like that, but no, it's not working for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So the way we got around it is I finally just wrote Jet and said, so what if, why don't you pretend like you're an INFJ and see how that feels?
Well, actually, you didn't even do that. You just said, "Why don't you? Get, would you just try for a couple of days to think about F?"
See if you're an F. Yeah, I got that far. Then it started making sense. I'm so glad. Isn't that cool, guys? I think it's cool.
Yeah, so I have to go look it up and please understand me because, you know, I got to read it again to see what the deal is.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely.
The thing I want to caution about or feeling the need to caution about is to sort of go lightly with the Enneagram. You know, when they were saying the 27 subtypes or the this or the that or the all of that, you know, you can analyze something to death. My father used to say, you're just sitting and contemplating your navel, you know. And so to go in and in and in and go deeper and deeper and deeper, there isn't really the need of that. I mean, I got it with the Myers-Briggs, with the driver and the passenger or whatever it was, co-pilot and all of those kinds of things. But I like to think of the Enneagram as pretty simple. Even the wings and arrows, you know, that to me is pretty simple. We have some tendencies from those sides, you know, what's on either side of us, and we tend to sort of lean more towards one side than the other. And then the characteristics of the arrows, when we go one way, when we're kind of, like I put in that email, kind of falling apart, and another way, when we have it together, we pick up some of those qualities. So, you know, we are all of it. But, you know, I agree with you.
Take it lightly.
Take it lightly. Yeah. I just took another profile. I finally did the Pottermore and got sorted into my house.
Oh,
I'm a
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw.
Can we not do that one yet? I'm still dealing with this Enneagram. Okay.
So much fun.
We won't do it for a while. We'll pause on the like we get through this thing Enneagram. Yeah. So,
but
anybody
I think
else?
Too, like for yeah. Jet to change houses, so to speak, her Myers-Briggs house. It's just to me, having done profiles and doing them with adults and with students, the more we know ourselves, the more we come to really understand ourselves inside out, the more correct we answer those profiles.
Yes.
Because we get ourselves, you know, and you got to be able to get yourself to be able to answer correctly, you know, or answer what is true to you, not correctly as opposed to incorrect, but what's true for you. And Corinne, I have a real easy, it's how I diagnosed myself the first time. And again, it was something Sister Jane gave us on how to figure your type. And, you know, but I'd have to find a Xerox copy of it and send it out. So if you're still not sure.
I don't even know if Corinne's on the call.
Yeah, I wondered that as I was talking to Corinne. But
she was going to be a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what Corinne is because we'll get to the end and we won't know and their number will just have gone by, but I don't know what to do. So, yeah. So I think I would think that a two has so many beautiful characteristics and I'm so happy that all of us are different because I think that when I think about you guys going and taking the dogs back and forth, I think, oh, well, then someone else will come along and help you get the dogs across and come get you. So,
yeah, another two.
Because we are a group as a whole, we are so much stronger, which is the whole point of what we're always doing. But as a whole, we're so much stronger because someone will get you across. I promise, somehow, one of the other Enneagrams will get you across, and we will not leave you at the fire, Diane, ever, never. All right, anybody else want to talk to Diane and Jet about their goodness that we love about them, or what you saw about the twos?
I like from the Enneagram book, what I like about being a two, which is I think what other people would like about you too, being able to relate easily to people and to make friends.
Yeah, that's
knowing
it.
What people need and being able to make their lives better, being generous, caring, and warm, being
yeah.
sensitive to and perceptive about others' feelings, being enthusiastic and fun-loving and having a good sense of humor.
Exactly. That
mm-hmm.
that's the two exactly right there out of the book, page 28. There it is. That's the good that, and that's how we see you. So do you feel better, Jed, or did you not feel bad at all in the first place?
I didn't feel bad about it in the first place, but yeah, I feel better now. And it's like, boy, you keep reading stuff like that, and then I'm definitely going to have to watch out for that pride addiction.
I don't think so. Something tells me that would not happen, but I'll tell you what, if we think that that's what you guys are doing and it's hurting you, we'll let you know.
I never doubted that for even a moment from the first time I met you, Becca.
Yeah. I won't ever lose you. Let's just put it that way. I won't let you guys stay behind at the fire or be alone at the river.
There you go.
You can count on that. All right. So shall we go forward with what you did, and let's do Jet first, just in case.
Okay, yeah, because I'm getting ready to roll, and I don't want to. I'll be muted most of the time. So I have been winding down. I have been cleaning out my email inbox, which is pertinent in that as I get emails from these salespeople that from different webinars that I've attended, you know, that want me to buy into this app and that program and this and that and the other thing. I just, as soon as I get an email from them, I email them back saying, gee, thank you so much, but I'm winding down, getting ready to retire, so I'm not interested in expanding my business. Thanks very much for the offer. And you know what? I haven't heard back from one of them. And it's like, it's just, it's amazing. It's wonderful because I probably get 75 pitch emails a day because I attend the webinars. Yeah, I attend the webinars to get the credits that I need for free every year because I have to have 40 hours of professional education, and it used to cost me $285 for 8 credits, and if I went, then I had to go. And I always felt like it was a waste of money because you never take away 8 hours worth of learning from this stuff. You can only absorb just so much. So when they started doing the hour CPEs and the self-study CPEs, they were a little bit less expensive. You could buy the program and stuff and then listen. But a lot of the most engaging ones, the ones that I learned the most from, were these free webinars. But the reason they're free is because these guys are all pitching something. And so every time you attend a webinar, you get on somebody's list and they start emailing you because they want you to do this or they want you to buy into that and they want you to expand. Oh, you can market your business this way. You can do this. You can do that. You can do the other thing. And it's like I finally smartened up and said, no, thank you. It's not enough to say I'm not interested. They just keep you on the tickler list because they figure you'll change your mind. But as soon as I started telling all of them I'm getting ready to retire, they all just leave me alone. And I think it's wonderful.
Didn't it work to just unsubscribe from them?
They email you. They just keep coming back. It's not.
Yeah.
They're individual reps that are coming
in. They're
not allowed
to, I see what you're saying. Cause
they're reps.
Not
they're not,
to
it's
do
not,
that.
Yeah, no, that's the, they weren't, it wasn't somebody that was sending me a newsletter or whatever. I've unsubscribed from a lot of them, but these guys were individual reps that, you know, they're getting in touch with people who have attended webinars and they're contacting me personally. It's not spam. So yeah. I finally got rid of them. And it's like, that was the way I finally got rid of them. It was great. And as I, whoa, hang on 1 minute. I got to go chase my dog.
Go.
Talk to somebody else.
Talking about dogs crossing the river. She has to go get her dog. Okay. Who wants to go next? Diane, Kathy, Jamie? All right, I'm just going to say Jamie. Go for it, Jamie. You're there somewhere. I know you are. Hello? Is everybody
there? She probably hit the wrong
button.
I can go. I'm off.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So my commitments were to spend more time getting to know my genius zone or superpower. I'm still working on that, but yep, I think that's an ongoing task. I don't even want to say task, it's just to be in it. Write in my chew sheet, I did that. Listen with my elephant ears and heart, that's also ongoing. But yes, I've been putting on my elephant costume and listening as best as I can with my elephant ears. Contact more libraries. I tried and I failed. Well, I think I failed. I hit a block, and then I made some more headway, but I haven't actually contacted them. But I know where to go now to contact more libraries. I created my blog interview questionnaire and started sending it out. So that's huge. I'm very excited. I'm continuing to organize. I've still got more to do, but I've done a lot. Scheduling in magazine and artist dates, I haven't really scheduled. Well, that's not true. I did schedule a date Saturday that I had to cancel, but I did schedule. Oh, and Sunday I did do something by myself. Okay, I did that. I finished the personality hacker class. Yeah, finished personality hacker class. I did that. I have not touched the Botox article. No, that's not true. I did touch the Botox article. I did. Not the part that I intended to, but I added something to it. And I have not done anything with the book trailer, but we're lots going on.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. And Jen, are you back? If she's still out.
I'm back now, though.
Yep. I had to scream for my dog, and I didn't think you guys wanted to hear that. So.
No.
There was a cat in the field, and she went flying. And it's not just running into the neighbor's yard. This is like going 2 acres over. So, but I'm back. Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. I was just going to ask you and Diane if you looked on the bottom where it says positive qualities, and you start reading them, and you go, "Whoa, look at me!"
Did you read those two? I know we just blabbed about the negative, but you know we didn't.
Exactly. We just had to bring that part up because, you know, that's the part that you end up getting focused on. So, Kathy's right. You know,
looking
we
at the love
that
thought.
First. Yeah, we saw that first and didn't see all the good stuff because we were so worried about that.
Okay.
And
all right,
what I'm going to do is I'll email the stuff that because I'll write about it a little bit. So that'll be my commitment for next month. Sometime between now and our next call, I'll write something about what I'm doing. So.
Okay. That sounds fantastic. All right.
All right. Let somebody else have that. Bye.
Well, we'll go to Jamie now since she's back wherever she went before.
I had a phone call and I didn't know how to decline it and I accidentally answered it and then I hung up on him because I didn't want to talk to him. So it hung up your call too.
Oh.
I totally messed that up. Okay. What did I do? Okay, well, my question mark is funny to me because it's like, what did I do? I don't know if I did anything, but the most important thing I did, I didn't do everything I was thinking I would and that I hoped to, but the most important thing I did do, I ordered my book, I got my 10 copies, and now I have to decide which vets I'm going to go over to. Well, I know I'm going to go to the two that I go to, but decide how I want to present it so that I don't feel rejected. Like, you don't like my book. But I'm happy with it. I think it's adorable, and I think I think it will help some people feel better about when their pets pass. So I'm starting with that.
Can we give you a big woohoo? Can we give you a big woohoo?
I know.
For, like,
yeah.
Doing
oh
this
my God.
Like amazing book thing.
Yeah.
One,
the
two,
book
three.
Is woo-hoo.
Done.
Woo-hoo. Where can we go to buy it?
Actually, if I set it up correctly, well,
it
probably won't
be
the full steps, but Amazon, it should be able to go on Amazon. That's the choice I picked on Create Space for it to go on Amazon.
And it's called The Rainbow Bridge?
No, it's called The Girl Who Lives on the Rainbow.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I didn't even think to go check to see if get it on there. That's funny. I would...
I'm disobeying the don't do anything else rule, and I'm looking it up.
It's another one of those.
Yes, it's right there. Oh, my gosh, I'm buying it with one click. Here we go.
No way.
Yes. Buy now with one click. Okay, I have bought your book.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Oh, my God.
And now you're going to get a check for that, Jamie. Well, hopefully you set it up so it goes straight into your thing.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I didn't really think that far ahead. That's funny. Okay, anyway, that's really cool. All right, so that makes my next thing even more exciting is that I got back into writing in my pet sitting book. Now I'm all into that and really feeling like that's going to be a great book. So I'm doing that. Writing more than I'm doing any music other than teaching because the band has just fizzled. So I haven't been doing much music. I haven't been writing my own stuff. I've been, music-wise, I've been just writing words. So that's okay, I guess.
Well, yeah. But so why were you feeling like it wasn't before?
The book?
Yeah, that you hadn't done anything. Sounds like you've been doing stuff.
I don't feel like I have been. I think since I've been ignoring the music, I feel like whenever I don't do the band or do my compositions, even though I'm teaching all the time, I feel like I'm not doing anything. Because teaching and doing the music that way is just, it's just like a no-brainer. That's an everyday thing. I don't feel like that's anything I have to concentrate on it. I just do it. It's just very natural, but I have to make myself do the other stuff. When I don't, I feel like I'm a
it's
real...
only because of inertia, and I'm just bringing this up just because
sure.
I've run across it with it more than one person in the past. I had to make Del go back to a class and say, go back to the class for a month, and if you still don't want to go, you can quit, just like I always told my kids. And so he went back to class, and he went, oh, yeah, I love it. So it's that inertia thing that when you stop doing something for a while or you don't do it ongoing, you have to do that extra push to get past it. But that's all it is. It's just an inertia. When you recognize it as a phenomenon that can be overcome, and that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer we leave stuff, the harder, the more deep the inertia. So just do it. Or that's why I always say touch something every day, because then that inertia doesn't have any chance to build up because you've looked at it or picked it up.
I did. You know what? I did take your advice, right? I did look at my music and then didn't do anything with it, but I did touch it. So gave me the excuse, like, okay, you did it, so now you're done. But no, continue, you know, touch it and continue touching, right?
Yeah, continue. It's a daily touch or every other day touch or something. Use it or lose it, something,
yeah,
whatever works.
I can do that.
Well, when you answer this email, I want you... This is my personal assignment to you. Go get the link for your book and send it in the email so you at least see your own damn book on Amazon and send it to us.
Okay. I will. I never even thought I could do that. So, God, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
I will.
Yes. Oh, and then go back to CreateSpace and make sure you set it up so that they put money in your account whenever they start paying, because
okay.
You're going to get paid. So
that's so wild.
Otherwise, okay. Why are the rest of us writing books? I'm not quite sure why we bother to learn how to write books. Yeah. All right. So do it, Jamie. Do it. Okay. So
okay.
Who would you like to hear from? You've got, actually, you might only have Kathy because Corinne's not here and we can't hear Michael. And Cheryl.
Is Cheryl's not here?
Yeah, Cheryl. She's been so
you're
quiet.
Here.
Okay,
oh,
so
yes,
you've got Cheryl and Kathy.
Cheryl, please.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. This month I was working in completing summer projects, and thanks to the weather, I was able to get most of my projects done. I'm not painting right now because all my outside painting is done. Got the porch that we had redone. I got that all stained and got the pond put away and got the heater in there for my fish. Trying to find a home because my fish really have, like, two of them have tripled in size. They're huge. I'm trying to find a new home for them. I tried at Sweetie's Candy, but the man said he was really kind of afraid to take on any other fish because he didn't want any contaminations from one pond to another, which I could see.
Yeah.
I totally understood that. But my girlfriend offered her pond, but it'll get eaten by this, the boys say it's some kind of prehistoric fish. It's huge, and it looks like a prehistoric one. And I figured, well, it would just eat them. So that's one of the projects that I do have to find, probably by next spring to find a home, because if they get any bigger, somebody will have it for dinner. Not us. Somebody will.
It'll jump out of the pool looking for a new one.
Yeah. I read the Enneagram book. And I noticed that no matter what you, when you take the test, there's one name for, I'm a six. There's one name for that. Then in that pamphlet that Kathy sent us, it's another name. And then in the book that I bought, it's another name. So, and I was like, well, they're not all the names are not the same, but
yeah.
Still,
yeah.
You know,
the same.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I think they're just qualities of. They're qualities of.
Right. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Using my superpowers of kindness. This is, because it goes right along with the gratitude, and this is that time of year, I think, when people are a lot kinder anyhow. So it's easy to do, to be kind. Enjoying nature. I love getting outside. And I don't know, but in the last few days, the leaves have been absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if it's because we finally got rain, but they have been gorgeous. But then when I came home from the gym today, I noticed that my front yard, all the leaves had come off the tree. But enjoying the nature outside, even though it's sometimes just in my yard or in a park or my mom's backyard. So I've done that. Another project that I was working on was I was kind of taking over my mom's bills because there, when she was having trouble with her short-term memory, she could not handle bills anymore. So I've set it up for automatic payments online for everything. So it makes it so much easier. She doesn't get, it's gone paperless. I mean, I keep them in my folders, on my email, and it's a lot easier, and it's taken the stress off of her. So that's
fantastic.
One of the projects that I did.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's great.
I know.
Good job.
It's better than all that paperwork. So that's it.
Fantastic. All right, so now we have Kathy.
Well, there's
hey,
Michael,
Kathy.
Too.
Well, I don't think she can talk. I don't, first of all,
I've been
Michael,
listening, but I don't know. Can you hear me now? Is the line clearer?
It's a little better. Really. Yeah. But we could try. Go for it.
Well, let me see. I can try to change places here.
And are you know. Sure your headset? Are you sure the headset's pushed in the whole way?
Yeah. The headset
okay.
is pushed in the whole way.
Okay.
Yeah. So is this better?
No, but go for it.
No. Well, I'm happy about the challenge of the Enneagram. I'm neither a 4 nor a 2, so it's not even relevant for me to speak about it now. But I have been learning a lot from it. I don't know what.
You're supposed to be talking about, Michael. What did you do last week, month? That's what this is. Did you do your stuff on your list?
Well, yeah, that's all the things that are on my list I've been doing. It's just kind of been a complete repetition of clearing out, sorting. I just keep doing it. I'm now cleaning out my storage unit. So it's a huge task, but I'm going ahead and doing it anyway, and I'm just tossing the stuff that tells me at that moment to toss it. And, you know, I don't have too much emotional energy attached to things. I mean, some of the things I do, but as far as that goes, you know, I guess I'm so used to it right now because I've been doing it that I don't even realize that is exactly what I'm doing. But that's my goal, and then it's ultimately my goal to have a studio to work in. So that's what I'm really working toward. And I am taking I won't be able to take no storage unit, but I can take a smaller storage unit, which is really an improvement. And I'll be doing that by the end of the month, so 1st of December. That's good. I feel I'm making a lot of progress in that direction and kind of, you know, just taking myself in hand about that kind of stuff. And it feels really good.
Cool. All right. Well, we can understand you, so that worked. So good. Good, Michael. Thank you.
Good.
And now for Kathy.
So I was going to get everything done that needed to be done before I went to Utah. I got it done, and oh, my gosh, what a push that was. And so I have the ASD class, the spiritual direction classes, coming up this Saturday. And so, you know, there's a few more things to tie up and refamiliarize myself with, but that's fine. And but I think two things happened. One was, you remember how frozen and terrified I was of dealing with Deacon Chris Sandner about the spiritual direction project?
Yeah.
I mean, just like I couldn't even function, scared to death. So I went to the taping before I left for Utah the day before of Bishop Barron talking on the Mass. And so it was this, you know, just big deal, so fun to go watch him talk brilliantly. But Deacon Chris comes up. We're sitting at the back. There's an aisleway behind Malesio and I. Deacon Chris comes up behind us, starts talking to us, and I stand up, and he goes, "Oh, it's you." And he reaches out his arms to give me a hug. This from the guy that I was terrified of, absolutely terrified. And that was my reception. You know, so it's like, okay, I'm not scared of this guy anymore, you know. And so that was just, it was like God laughing at me, just plain laughing, you know. See what you were afraid of and see what you don't have to be afraid of. But I think I finally become Diane. I've always wanted to be Diane, you know, that envy. You know, I've always wanted to be Diane because Diane, in all of the things she does, it always seemed like what she had was a voice, a big voice. And so, you know, now I'm now somehow by magic because of the Spiritual Direction Project. Maybe I've told you guys all this already before, but I can't remember if I did. Presenting that project to Deacon Sandner, to the Santa Barbara Regional Pastoral Council, which was just like what I thought was going to be a one-off. Now I'm actually
one of the three Santa Barbara representatives to the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it is a woohoo.
I feel woohoo about Jamie's book. You know, I just think that's a huge woohoo.
Kathy, this is multiple woohoo day. Okay.
Yeah, it's multiple woohoo day. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And so, but it doesn't mean I have to do a whole lot of work. It only meets four times a year, and Melesio goes. And so my thing is getting in the car and going anywhere with Melesio is a fun day for me. I don't care what we do. You know, it's like, oh, good. I get to go play with Melesio. And so, and it's fun for him because he thinks all that stuff is boring. But anyway, it was just so cool, and to be Archbishop Gomez is a pretty big guy in the Catholic Church, and there was this little mass where he commissioned the three of us from Santa Barbara, because Santa Barbara hasn't had representatives to this council, and so it's a little tiny room with the Archbishop, and the only time I've ever seen him has been, you know, at the arena at the regional congress that I go to, where there's 35,000-40,000 people, and so this is a little thing with probably 30 people, you know, and so it was just so cool. So anyway, so who knows what that'll do, but here I am, and the very first meeting that I went to, the woman who was going to give the report from Santa Barbara, she left off the part about the spiritual direction. She wasn't sure if she was going to mention it. And I turned to Melesio, I was sitting next to him, and I said to him, oh, dang, she left off the spiritual direction. He says, do you want to say something? And I like looked down at my papers and, you know, and like, no. And thinking, yes, I have to, but I didn't, I just, and before I even could finish that thought faster than I could say that, he's saying out loud, Kathy Piper has something to say about that. And so, you know, I looked up and I saw they were like running to time, and I said, 45 seconds. And so she says, go ahead. And so I told about the spiritual direction project and the question that we had. So it was like he spoke, so I spoke. So the first meeting I went to, I actually had a voice and said, so woohoo.
Yeah, woohoo. Diane, it's a voice like Diane's. It's always a fantastic.
It's a voice like Diane's. That was it. And when I did that, when I got on that council, I realized what it was about Diane and her empire, that she has a voice. You know, she has a voice. And so once this happened, I realized, oh, that's what I wanted. That was like Diane. You know, plus I think Diane has curly hair, and I want curly hair. So I'll have to work on that.
Jamie has curly hair. That's who I want.
I have curly hair.
I do have curly hair.
Yes, but yours has been short. I haven't seen that. I've seen Jamie's long curly hair, and I want it.
Look at
can't you curl your hair? Your hair's way curlier than mine.
I curl mine, the curl falls out. You know, so
I grew up with like really stick straight hair, and now mine's just frizzy from being gray. So
it changes. All right, so Corinne, I hear that you're there. You have 2 minutes if you want to tell us what you did last week, and then let me just say this before, so I don't get not say it. So we have one last insiders next month. So we're going to finish up the Enneagram. And so the Michael is a 9, Cheryl's a 6. So they're going to talk about theirs separately. And then we'll move back to our mastermind stuff starting in January. So now you have a minute. Sorry, Corinne. But yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So I guess the exciting part is having some French clients. I got 2 new French clients there.
Yeah, just a woohoo.
And I was supposed to start with them on Monday, but Justin was sick, so I'll start with them next week. But it's very exciting. I had to negotiate rates for adults.
Wow.
I don't know why that seems like it's so much. And I realized sometimes I expect myself to be good at things before I practice them. It just takes practice. So I'm practicing pitching my rates and everything, and figuring out how to work with adults. And then I have 2 other potential clients, I guess, that I don't know much about them, but the people are
sending options my way, telling people.
Fantastic.
About. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just said the magic words, Corinne, perfect, is that it just takes practice. So that's it all takes practice. We get better as we do stuff. That's just true no matter what we focus on. Right, guys? Right.
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 I heard you all say right. Right.
Yeah.
So, and so those of you, so when you answer got it to the email tomorrow, say what you're going to do in that email so you don't have to think about coming back and doing it another time.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Yes,
it's too hard to remember to come back. That's my feeling.
Oh, and I wanted to give Kathy, I only heard Kathy, but I wanted to give her Wahoo because I was thinking that she's like, oh, the council only meets 4 times a year. And I was thinking, but think how visible that is. Like, think how you're just living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's being vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's being out there. It's awesome. So,
and it's having a voice.
Itself.
It's like the highest place. Being on the council is the highest place you can go, basically, in the archdiocese to have a voice without having a job there, you know, in some department or another. It's just, we are the advisory council for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
Wow.
It's a huge area.
It's
just be an influencer at a
freaking
high level.
Fantastic,
cool.
Actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Go ahead, Kath.
I was just going to say, it's really because of council. It's really because of council. Of just that constant having everybody at our back, encouraging us to do our superpowers, our USBs, what we're here to do, and just that constant, hey, yeah, we can do this, you know, and so that's why, that's how.
That's how we're all doing.
Yep, exactly.
Right where that, yep, that's how it's all happening. Yay. So I think we should do one last woohoo for the whole council. Ready?
Yes.
Get set.
Woohoo!
You guys are fantastic. All right. I love you. Thanks for being on the
call. Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.